But you would have seen over the past 24 hours, all eyes were on Hamilton as councillors voted 7-1 to take the fluoride out of the water there within a couple of weeks. Not the only place in New Zealand, of course, to have the fluoride out of the water. Surprisingly, there are dozens of areas now that do not have fluoride in the water. So is this the right or the wrong decision? One of the international experts on anti-fluoride is Dr. Paul Connett, who joins us now. Dr. Connett, good afternoon to you and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Duncan. Yes, absolutely the right decision. We're celebrating around the world that Hamilton has joined the most of the civilized world in not fluoridating their water.
When you say most of the civilized world, are you saying that most countries and most cities and most towns don't have fluoride?
Absolutely. 97% of the European population does not drink fluoridated water. India doesn't drink fluoridated water. Japan doesn't drink fluoridated water. So the handful of countries like New Zealand have been the odd one out, largely because of American influence. But those who are now complaining about this sensible vote by the council in Hamilton have only got themselves to blame. I was in New Zealand in March and did a three-week tour. And during that tour, I challenged any dentist, doctor, or scientist, or public health official that really believed that fluoridation was a good idea to come and debate me publicly. I didn't get one scientist to do that. You can add to that the Ministry of Health. 2 years ago, shortly after my book had been published, The Case Against Fluoride, which I wrote with two other scientists, every argument documented, I gave a presentation to the Ministry of Health. They had about 20 people there. And I went through the arguments. I said, look, as scientists, we've done our job. If you still think the fluoridation is good policy, then come back with a written response to all the arguments in that
book. But aren't some of these areas that you are talking about, and I know you also use China in your examples as well, but yeah. Aren't some of the fluoride concentrations in some of their waterways 10 times higher than in New Zealand? Because that's a fact,
oh, yes,
isn't it?
That's absolutely true, Duncan, in India and China, but that's not true in most of Western Europe. The levels are relatively low. I think the average is about 0.1 parts per million, so you're adding 7-8 times higher than the usual background
levels.
Yes,
but generally we have low fluoride levels, hence why we add it.
You're lucky. We don't need any fluoride. There's not one reaction in the human body that needs fluoride. And the level in mother's milk should give you an idea. The level is in mother's milk is 200 times less than you add in New Zealand, which means that bottle-fed babies in New Zealand are getting 200 times more fluoride than nature intended. Do you think your bureaucrats in the Ministry of Health need know more about what the baby needs than Mother Nature herself?
Do you think perhaps that they are worried about a certain area of society, perhaps low-income New Zealanders and some poorer educated New Zealanders who don't perhaps look after their kids like they should?
That's right. We need education, not fluoridation.
That,
those kids
yes,
don't
and
need
that, that might be poison. Right. And that might be right, but at this stage it's a public health issue in New Zealand where fluoride in the water is the best form of education still at this stage.
No, not at all. Not at all. Even the promoters have admitted that fluoride works topically on the surface of your teeth. It's crazy knowing that to put it in the water or to swallow fluoride. If you want fluoride, it's readily available. 96% of the toothpaste in New Zealand is fluoridated. If you want fluoride, brush it on your teeth and spit it out.
What I'm saying to you is that some children are going to school every day in New Zealand without brushing their teeth. Therefore, the New Zealand Health Ministry puts fluoride in the waters to help them and to make sure that we don't have some kind of problem down the track. It is a public health issue in New Zealand.
It doesn't solve a real problem to support mythology. As I said, there's nothing in the body that needs fluoride. It works topically. If you want to spend that money on free toothbrushes, free toothpaste, but education, education, education for a better diet.
What do you say to the advice from the Ministry of Health, the Waikato District Health Board, who told the inquiry when they were making this decision in Hamilton that if they took the fluoride out of the water, there would be 2,000 avoidable cavities and fillings amongst the youth in Hamilton and that wider Waikato area as a result? Are you saying that they made that up?
Scare tactics, absolute scare tactics. They do not have the science to back that up. If you look at modern studies done in Cuba, Finland, British Columbia, you will find that tooth decay does not go up when fluoridation is stopped. And if those, if those district health people wanted to be taken seriously, they had the opportunity. I was in Hamilton twice. They could have debated me and squashed me by the little ants if they had the science on their side.
But they also say, though, and I'm just reading something here from Dr. Felicity Dumble, who's the medical officer of health at the Waikato DHB, and she's seriously questioning a lot of the research that you point to, saying that a lot of the research has deficiencies.
Well, if she feels that way, why doesn't she come out on a public platform and debate me? I'm prepared to come back to New Zealand, and we'll see if she can point to these deficiencies.
Well, maybe we will get the two of you in my radio studio for an interview very shortly at some stage, because I just want to quote you one more thing, if I can, Dr. Connor. It's from a Dr. Jonathan Broadbent, the senior lecturer in preventive and restorative dentistry at the University of Otago. He says the decision that was made in Hamilton yesterday will undermine public health in New Zealand, because even if you look at Australia, they are building fluoridization plants across all the rural parts of the estates, especially in Victoria.
Yeah. Well, he should read the literature.
But isn't that slightly patronising to him?
No, there's a lot of people that go out and promote fluoridation are just repeating what their professional bodies say, and they're not studying the literature. If this man really believed in what he said, then he too would debate me in public. As I said, not one scientist, doctor or dentist is prepared to debate me in New Zealand, and that is pathetic. If they believe in what they say, they should defend it in public.
Okay.
If they can't defend it in public, why on earth should any council in New Zealand continue this archaic practice?
All right, I certainly appreciate your time this afternoon, Dr. Paul Connor. I'll tell you what we will do on Radio Live Drive. We will attempt to get to the two of them into the studio, the Waikato DHB and Dr. Paul Connor. I think that is worth some kind of debate very shortly, because it is a very topical matter. So we will try and bring the two forces together, because he certainly has a very strong opinion. 20 minutes after four.
Radio Live, entertaining talk and news as it happens.